education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
What kind of pimp music is this?
Jamie Cullum, man. It's his new album.
All right.
Actually, it's not that new anymore.
But I can dig.
There's a New Year's resolution for you. If you actually like, you know, like music you can understand the words to,
uh-huh.
Highly recommend Jamie Cullum. I'm infatuated.
What is this, a commercial?
No.
You getting paid for that?
No, man. I'm a fan.
I guess.
I'm fanatical. I'm truly a fan of this young man. He's from England, and he's unbelievable. You're listening to The Computer Corner, brought to you by Jamie Cullum.
Like it or not, we're here.
No, they love us.
They love us?
They really love us. Hey, if you're not watching a ball game and you're not at the parade, then you're probably in need of help when it comes to technology and computers. And we're here till 2 o'clock.
Talking all the way to 2?
Can you believe it?
Well, I had plans, man.
To help you with your, a PDA, cell phone, digital camera, scanner, printer, computer. We'll try to help you with anything. We're Santa's helpers this time of year.
Santa's helpers?
Santa's helpers.
Okay.
So give us a holler if you have that, 602-277-5827. Oddly enough, this is very rare. We actually have open lines right now.
I have a feeling it has something to do with the holiday and the fact that there's lots going on out in the world.
Hey, Happy New Year to all of you, by the way.
Me?
All of you.
Oh, thanks.
Every one of you.
Except for Chad.
2006. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, I'm predicting that spam, worms, trojans, malicious software, and phishing scams are going to be on the increase in 2006. I know.
On the increase,
yes,
huh?
Yeah, on the rise.
How could spam possibly increase?
Well, I think it was...
I mean, I guess every single message could be spam, and then that would be an increase. But other than that...
We read a statistic that was predicting by the end of 2006, the average internet email user was going to have an 18-to-1 ratio for spam to the good messages. For every good message you have, you have 18 pieces of spam. Some of you out there are already there. Raise your right hand. Here I am.
That's a lot of right hands.
A lot of right hands. Hey, the world premiere technology we want to try to use on this show,
yeah,
is one that allows us to real-time jump into your computer while we're on the air so that we can actually see your screen, see what you're seeing, and try to help you with. Like, if you're having one of those, well, how do I do this, and where does this, and call in 602-277-5827, and we'll walk you through this very simple process, and we can jump into your machine and actually help you live on the air.
And don't worry, you don't have to know anything like what's my IP address or how to forward ports or any technical stuff like that. It's very simple.
You have any 06 predictions?
The internet, that whole thing?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's going to stick around.
No?
I think 2006, it's gone.
Done?
Yeah.
What's going to replace it? There'll be a big void in cyberspace.
Dixie cups and string.
A virtual void. No, Dixie cups and string, that's voice over IP right now, isn't it?
Sounds a little better than...
No, it can't be. No, it's, you know what? It's another in a long line of technologies that that's great when it works and a nightmare when it doesn't.
Like cell phones.
Cell phones is another one.
Right?
So
wireless networking with computers.
How about this one? I think handheld video devices. Another going out on a limb here. We're going to see this huge increase. It's going to be the kind of the MP3 player of 06.
But it's not just the handheld video device. It has to be able to play all the latest, greatest video games and movies, right? Like, that's what the Sony, what's that thing called that runs around with?
No, PSPs, but I think...
PSP?
I think,
look at how hip you are.
Oh, come on now. The devices that we use a lot of, I mean, I think you're going to start seeing streaming video on more telephones, you know, more cell phones. Obviously, the...
Because that's valuable.
Music machines. Yeah, it's like... I was trying to call you. Yeah, I was watching a Britney Spears concert, and I killed my battery. It's the new dog ate my homework excuse for 06. So it's going to be fun. Let's talk to David here. David's having a problem with a machine that apparently fades to black very quickly. David, welcome to the Computer Corner and Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
You're having some consternation with a Compaq.
To say the least, yes.
How old is this machine?
It's a T3, so I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
That's got to be like 2.5 years old or something.
Please.
Really old.
No, it's got to be like 3 to 4 years old. That's the hand crank version.
Yeah. I may need an excuse to get a new one. We'll see here.
It sounds like you might have one. What happens when you turn it on?
Okay, well, when it boots up, I get to the Windows splash screen, and then right after that, I don't get to the Welcome Windows blue screen. It just goes black.
Mm-hmm.
So I swapped out the video card on it.
Yep.
And that seemed to fix it for about 2 reboots. And then I'm back to the original problem.
I hate when that happens.
So what you need is a large supply of video cards, and every other reboot you just replace, right?
Well, actually, I've gone through 3. I have 3 spare.
Well, wow. there goes my idea. I was going to say get 3 and rotate them. Do you know how to go into safe mode?
Yes, I can boot into safe mode.
You can every single time?
Well, it brings up, Windows did not shut down properly.
That's fine, but can you actually get into Windows in safe mode?
Yes, I can.
Every single time?
Yes.
My friend, that is fabulous news.
Our suggestion, okay. Don't worry, our suggestion isn't to continue using safe mode forever.
Yeah.
But what that does mean is if you can go into safe mode, the reason safe mode was built, it was a troubleshooting way to get into Windows to help you quickly determine, do I have a major problem or do I have a less major problem? And in your case, it helps us determine very quickly that you don't have a hardware problem. Instead, you more likely have a driver problem or a problem with the operating system being damaged in some way.
So that's good news, right?
It is.
Unless you wanted that excuse to replace.
Exactly. Now, before we give you any more advice, do you want us to lead you down the path where you feel good about buying a new computer, or do you want us to help you try to make this one work?
Well, let's try and make this one work.
Okay. The likelihood is, like Brandon was saying, is now that you've done multiple video cards, I'm even more suspicious that that's where it is. Do you know how to go into the device manager?
I did. Yeah, I went into the device manager. I actually disabled device.
No, you want to get rid of the devices. All the video devices.
Okay.
Uninstall all of them.
So you're going to go in safe mode. You're going to remove any device that has to do with the video adapters. And then you're going to reboot and let it try to go into regular mode. Hopefully it'll try to detect. And it may detect kind of a generic, ugly-looking kind of video settings and things, which is okay. We're not going to leave it that way forever. The next step is going to be to figure out what the brand and the manufacturer and model number thing of the video card is, and then go to the website of the manufacturer. So, for example, if it was an ATI video card, you'd go to ATI's website, and you'd download the latest drivers for that specific model for that operating system and get those things going in there.
Which you'll probably have to do from a friend's machine, burn it to a CD, and then bring it to yours.
Okay.
So likely that's where it is. Now, there's still a possibility that there's some motherboard-based hardware issue that doesn't allow your video card to really communicate with Windows. And if that's the case, now you're starting to go down that, well, maybe it's not worth it to fix path. So if you can't get it to work by replacing and moving and cleaning out the drivers, then the next step would be to start testing hardware, which typically most folks don't have the way to really truly test it, other than swapping components out.
You know what a really good driver is?
Dustin Hoffman?
Yes. You stole my thunder. Dang you.
Yeah. So does that give you any hope at all, David?
It does. So you're saying go into the device manager and uninstall any video components?
Correct. And if there's more than one, then that's also a good sign because now you have multiple drivers that Windows could be conflicting with. Or it could have chosen generic drivers for a branded video card. So if it didn't know which ATI card you had, so it loaded it's the closest thing it could figure out. And so by putting the proper video cards in and removing the generics, that may also fix the thing. You've never gotten any beeps or anything from your machine, like multiple beeps?
No,
okay.
I did not.
Because typically when if your video card's bad, the physical hardware has several beeps that'll give you, depending upon the BIOS, to tell you, hey, we're having a problem communicating with the video card. So if you've never gotten that, then, again, we're pretty confident that it's probably a software
issue. It's Ken's unequivocally guaranteed prognostication.
Yes.
Which is, it'll either work or it won't.
Yes!
That's hey, by the way, the guy Dave down in your Queen Creek store, the data doctor, he's a good guy. He was helping me out a little bit, too.
Excellent.
We like to hear good things about our good guys, so thank you very much for the feedback.
Like the Johnson Ranch area?
Exactly.
I gotcha. See, Queen Creek starts at one point and goes like 4 million miles, and I always get, you know.
We got a store on either side of the big creek known as Queen, right?
It's crazy. Hey, David, good luck and good New Year. Happy New Year's to you.
Thanks, guys.
Please be safe and watch out for those idiots on the road.
Exactly.
Which
and don't become one of those idiots. If you're going to go party, do it responsibly. A-duh.
Please.
Please. What were you going to say before I cut you off?
I will not be one of those idiots. I'm not going to be anywhere near a vehicle. I'm staying.
Well, you'll be one of those, but you just won't be on the road.
Correct.
Right.
If you're going to be an idiot, don't get behind the wheel. This is a public service announcement from Ken.
with that, perhaps we ought to take a break because this is a good place to pause.
Yes.
And I think caffeine is needed, even though people listening are probably going to disagree. We need that. So when we come back, we got one free line. I'm going to give the number out for the one person that's ready for it. It's 602-277-5827. When we come back, more of your calls and questions coming up later on in the show, our Geek Speak of the Week. And, of course,
more fun and games.
More fun and games. And we might even let Chad talk.
It's the last show of 2005. Stay tuned.